Welcome to today's deep dive. Usually when we look at government policy documents, they read a lot like, wishful thinking. Targets get set today, and then they're just mostly forgotten by tomorrow's budget cycle.
Yeah, that is usually how it goes.
Right. But looking at the Western Cape government's Provincial Treasury Service Delivery Improvement Plan for 2023 to 2025, specifically focusing on their external bursary program, there is a surprisingly aggressive approach. They aren't just setting goals, they are like legally cornering themselves into actually delivering them.
They really are. And it's all driven by the Bathopele principles. That's the South African governance framework that basically mandates putting people first. But instead of just quoting that framework in a press release, the Treasury tied it to very specific, rigorous metrics.
Okay, like what kind of metrics?
Well, like ensuring 100% of the bursary budget is strictly utilized for tuition, registration, and textbooks.
Oh, wow, 100%. That leaves absolutely no wiggle room.
Exactly. And they are aiming for 100% professionalism, too, which is backed by a required sector ethics course for all their staff. Plus, they have to publish five key policy documents online just for public transparency.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the redress standard they have really stood out to me. They commit to resolving 80% of complaints via the PT bursary mailbox within 72 hours. I mean, is this level of rapid response unusual for a provincial treasury? It sounds more like the SLA of a modern tech startup than a government agency.
Oh, it is highly unusual, and that is exactly why this matters so much. Because, let's be real, government legacy tech is notoriously slow. Right? So a guaranteed 72-hour turnaround sounds totally unrealistic on paper.
Yeah, it sounds like just a vanity metric to look good on a PDF.
Right. But to prevent it from just being an empty promise, the Treasury is actually spending 2 years building one centralized bursary system. They knew their existing legacy plumbing just couldn't handle that rapid service level agreement.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So they are literally rebuilding their internal architecture to make that 72-hour response sustainable.
So they're willing to gut and rebuild their entire backend just to hit an email response metric. That's intense. But it makes me wonder, what happens when they actually make a mistake in their public targets? Like, do they hold themselves to that same standard?
Well, we actually have the paper trail for that.
Mm.
And it is a pretty fascinating story. On May 16th, 2023, there was an internal memo from Director Nadia Ismail to the head of department, David Savage.
Okay, what happened in the memo?
So in their original document, a typo had mistakenly committed the department to facilitating just one bursary campaign.
Just one. Why go through the bureaucratic headache of officially amending a marketing metric? I mean, it's like promising to throw one small gathering, then signing a legally binding contract to fund an entire summer festival. They could have just posted once on Facebook and technically met their legal requirement, right?
They totally could have. But instead of quietly accepting that lower bar, they issued an official erratum, a formal correction, to explicitly upgrade that target to eight bursary campaigns on relevant social media platforms annually.
Eight campaigns. That is a massive jump.
It's an 800% increase in their outreach obligations. It really demonstrates extreme accountability. They couldn't just leave the low goal on paper. They formally bound themselves to this huge increase, utilizing platforms from Facebook to LinkedIn.
So why should you, the listener, care about this bureaucratic paperwork? Because this deep dive illustrates how institutional accountability works in practice. Behind dense government PDFs are real metrics designed to maximize access to education.
Yeah, when standards are public, every detail matters. Even a single typo dictates how effectively public resources actually serve the people.
Totally. So we will leave you with a final thought to ponder today. If a massive government treasury can issue an official erratum to multiply its own performance goals by eight, what standard in your own life or career did you accidentally set too low that needs an official revision today?